Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. 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 Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Impermeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Fake woke. An imposter. Only real ones up in my room. See, that's my roster. You know, I just been parsed up. I've been high, my shit been parsed up. I've been high, my shit been
What's up, fam? It's Tuesday.
Hey, how
are you doing? Oh, I'm about to say, where you at, sis?
No, you're not the only one.
Oh, I can't believe it's another 2 weeks.
I know, it's so crazy. The time flies so quickly. Hey, Daddy.
Hello, family. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I am doing excellent. All is excellent and supreme. Doing the best we can under the conditions that we are living under.
There we go.
No doubt. How are
y'all
doing?
I thought I was going to be late. I'm good.
Lovely.
I thought I was going to be late today. Because I had to cut hubby's hair. He was looking a little rough. You know,
okay,
this is the whole coronavirus. Coronavirus. We all looking a little rough around the edges.
Let's just call it a little disheveled.
You cut
disheveled,
my brother's hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
I did a good job. I'm going to send you a before and after
picture.
He was talking crap the whole time. I said, look, I'm going to redeem myself because I gave him a bad job last time. So he just kept talking to everybody, telling all his clients, telling all his family. All this stuff, and I redeemed myself. I YouTubed how to do it, and I'm nice with it. I took, 15 minutes, 30 minutes to YouTube how to do it, and I did an amazing job.
Well, let me tell you a little story about your grandparents. Years ago, when I was a very young man, probably around Caress's age, give or take, my mother was ironing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And my father just said, honey, this ain't working like this. You are not doing a good job at all.
Oh, my God.
She said, well, if you can do better. Now, mind you, my father was a tailor. Mind you, he got up and he ironed and he did an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the last time my mama ever touched an iron.
Oh, no. Did I just set myself up?
So you may be the family barber and beautician from this time on. So be careful.
I was just thinking about Christian getting the haircut.
Yeah.
I was mad.
Make it so they want to run away from you, not run to you.
You were the queen of doing that when you were younger. That's why you never had to do any dishes.
Ooh.
Just pretend like you did them wrong. Just pretend like you didn't know how to do them, so I would have to do them. I remember those days.
I still do that. I still do that. Don't try
it. That's sad.
That.
Very sad.
Something else.
Sad.
Wow, something else is right.
Oh, man.
So
we have no topic today.
Well, no, I have a topic. I just want to send regards and my respect to all of the people who have been suffering under this, in whatever form you may be suffering, whether it be having lost a loved one. I have had many friends that have gone on to the ancestors because of this.
Oh, wow.
I've had a number of people that have contacted me on email, probably one of the most phenomenal martial artist, good friend, Kalindi Yee. This brother was on the cover of Karate Magazine back in the day.
Wow.
No, he did not go the Hollywood route like Michael Jai White or any of the other superstars that we had that were in the blaxploitation film back in the 70s and 80s. Kalindi was strictly African, and he was always known as the African martial artist. He brought to the public various martial arts that came out of Africa. Capoeira, for one, Yoruba wrestling from Nigeria was another. He demonstrated years ago, and this brother did a presentation. This is what they say. I don't know if it is true, but they said that he contacted it when he went out to do a couple of presentations. February. It could be that. I don't know. So I don't want to say that to be true. But it is said that he did join the ancestors because of COVID-19. And also, not only those that have joined the ancestors, but also those who have just suffered under what happens to you when you get this.
Yeah.
It's unpleasant. You know, and...
Mm.
And I just wanted to touch on this. And I'm speaking to African American people in particular. We ought to know by now, after 400 years, that when European Americans sneeze, African Americans get pneumonia. We should not be surprised at the numbers of African Americans who are suffering from COVID-19 above and beyond other people. It's been like this for 400 years. One of the things that Laila Africa, you know, a great health nutritionist, and Dr. Sebi, great health nutritionist, and amongst the living, Queen Afua, and Paul Goss out of Los Angeles, all of them have been trying to tell us we have to get our health together.
Yeah.
The one thing we have to do, you're not going to get rid of these viruses. They are here. They are part of nature. You're not going to get rid of them. Some of them are going to be worse than others. Some of us, we get it, and it goes after a couple weeks. Some come through, and they lay out. Sometimes groups of people, such as this one. But family, we have to start taking better care of ourselves. We have to start eating the right foods. We have to start bringing in enough water and other types of liquids in our system. We have to study biology. We have to understand chemistry. And don't you think that the vaccine they're going to create to fight this is going to be good for black folk? Because as long as they're using white mice, as long as they're using white mice and white rats and white things to test their things, they're not testing it for a melanated body. They are testing it for a non-melanated body. We have got to get our young people interested in virology, in science. One of the things I'm looking at on TV is we do have a very fair and great representation of African Americans in the medical field, but we don't have enough. We need to start looking at getting into medicine, getting into the sciences. We have to encourage our community to do a number of things from this point on. This is a wake-up call. It should have been a wake-up call from the very beginning, 400 years ago, when we first saw the Yoruba coming into our communities in Africa. But now it's time for us to reflect this. Don't be surprised that so many African Americans are suffering more than others. We have been the ones that they have been least cared for. And so we have to be aware of this. Dr. Clark would say, I'm surprised that you're surprised.
That you're surprised.
This is the way it's been historically. Nothing is, it's just that we're living in a time and space in social media that the information is right out in front of us for us to see. There are things that we need to start thinking about as we move on, and one of them is health and nutrition, getting our young people into the sciences, and to look out for us, make our own laboratories where we can come up with natural responses, where you don't fundamentally have to kill animals to come up with a result.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something to think about. And that's what I, you know, what I wanted to talk about today in our conversation.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. And as you were talking, I it made me think of a good song. You said something, and it made me think of a good song to play. So once we get into it, I'm gonna play it.
Sounds good.
And there's just so many things that are not true and true, but nobody's talking about it. And I just feel like everybody just has their own assumptions about what's happening and what they should do and what they shouldn't do. Like since they started talking about this, I've been talking about, why are we talking about hand sanitizer and bleach when we should be talking about what's actually going into your body? Because if you're not talking about what's going into your body and what's making you healthier internally, like, you have to have a strong lock on your door. It doesn't matter what you got inside. They shouldn't be able to get inside in the first place because you don't know if they're stronger than what you got. So if you want to protect your house, you got to protect your house on all levels. You can't just protect you. Like, you can't be reactive. You have to be proactive. So many people are.
Yeah.
The reason why the medical field is so functional is because we're reactive and not proactive. If we were proactive, pharmacies and hospitals and all these wouldn't get as much traffic as they do if we were proactively taking care of ourselves. But that's how companies make money. Because the money is,
yeah.
What is the money is in the research and not in the cure. Like, they don't want anybody to be better. They want everybody to be sick.
That's crazy. And a lot of people, you know, they're just going off of that, it's saying, like, there's a lot of people who refuse prevention but look for the cure. Mm-hmm. And it's like, by the time it gets to the cure, there's no guarantee that it's going to be cured. And if it is
right. Cured,
how long is it going to take? How much effort? How much more effort as opposed to just doing prevention?
And what is even true and not true? Like, we don't even know what's true. Like, all of this, we have no clue what's actually going on. So while they're doing, while you said, like, they're looking for all these cures, we don't even know what we should be doing. Like, we don't know what is going on. The truest thing is that you should be healthy. Because whether there's a virus or not, in order for you to be all right, like, there's some people that can't even walk down the street because their body hurts so bad. So whether there's a virus or not, we should want to be healthy. But there's so many people that would rather take medicine from a doctor than take care of themselves. And that's one of our biggest problems, especially Black people in America. One of our biggest problems is that we don't realize that there's other people that can handle the American diet much better than we can because of the way that our bodies are set up. We're not supposed to be eating this way. That's why we hurt more than everybody else. All we got to do is go to the doctor because they can either cut off a limb or just give you some medicine. But that's not the way to go.
Yeah. It's rough. It's rough for a lot of people. And, you know, it all started in your childhood. How are you taught? And, you know, we have to start, and it has to start from the youth, because we develop, you know, ways in which we operate and we respond to certain things. So, you know, if you're always used to, you know, having fried food as opposed to baked food, you know, from a young age, you start to earlier and earlier develop, you know, diagnoses. The medication can also add to what you're experiencing. It may not necessarily be, you know, be helping. And a lot of times people forget the fact that medication is man-made and it's not made for everybody's body.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. So what may work for me may not work for the next person. And if we're so focused on, oh, I don't care, immediate gratification, and saying, you know, I'm going to eat all of this food because I want to, and then, you know, later on I'll take a pill to help out with the side effects, And you don't realize what that's doing to your body in the long run. What you do now affects how you are later on down the line. And I think we're so focused on – oh, go ahead, Daddy.
No, no, I'll follow you.
No, I was saying I think we're just so focused on immediate gratification for the experiences that we're experiencing and the coping skills in which we're, you know, equipped to deal with, that we're forgetting that if you have a healthier way in which you cope, food and everything, you'll be able to make those differences, those changes to better yourself as opposed to depending on something else to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the medications that we take, all of them, come directly from farms. They come directly from the earth. The pills that we take, the cough medicines that we take, all of those are just chemicalized. And that is why, where do you get, where do you get your pills? You get them from a pharmacy. And who is the person that creates them and gives them to you? It's the pharmacist. And so they take substitute pH, and we don't see that the pharmacy was the farm, and the pharmacist is the farmer, and that in traditional societies, when you became ill, you would go to the healer, who would give you plants that you might soak and drink the liquids, or you might soak and put the leaf on your forehead or on a part of your body. There would be a type of music that would accompany the healing process. And what do they tell you? They say, go home and rest. And normally when you're resting, you're listening to music that you enjoy. The other thing that's going on psychologically is that if you are already in a state of shock or pain or sadness, depression, the worst thing to do is to watch TV and be watching what's going on.
Yeah.
Because as I'm looking at the television program, all the channels, there are some phenomenal reporters, there's some phenomenal people speaking some really powerful things. That's true. But for the most part, they are confusing people.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to number 45, and then you're listening to the reports. And you're wondering, what is the truth? Well, here's the truth. The truth is that there's something outside. And it's roaming in the streets. And it's looking for the weakest spot that it can penetrate. And wherever that weakness is, be it migraine headache, or be it bronchitis, or diabetes, or rheumatoid arthritis, whatever it is, that's where it's going to go, and it's going to going to latch itself onto it. It's going to attach itself to it. That's the truth. It don't make a difference what 45 says. It makes no difference what the television show says. There's something we know. There's something out in the street, and we know by common sense that when there's something in the street that can do harm, because this thing came through, not one bomb was dropped. Not one person was shot, nobody was drowned, and nobody was beat up. Wasn't no gang violence. This was the most powerful entity known to us, nature. And nature wanted to show us who's the power here. You think you're building those bombs, all the cries of those children at the border, the pain that they felt. Black folk in America, all the pain that we felt. Nature is answering our prayer, our pain. All humanity that has been hurt by this horrific individual that has come forward. And I don't speak in absolutes, so I'm not saying it's the entire culture. I'm not saying it's the entire ethnic stock. but as a group, they have caused pain at every point on our globe. They have defiled nature. They poisoned the water. They have poisoned the air. They have poisoned the earth. And then they have the nerve to sell you good water, good air, and good earth. Nature has had enough of us. And by the way, we're very young on the planet. We're very young on the planet. Yes. The planet existed billions of years before we humans were ever on it.
Yes.
It was doing fine before us.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of
it. It'll do fine after us.
There we go.
Yeah.
So don't think we have to be here. Because nature can take this living organism and take it to a planet that will appreciate it. The truth. At least from my perspective. That's a cover truth.
It's just sad. It's just sad because as that is true, we don't, not us specifically, but as a whole, we don't even deserve the Earth back. Which is the scariest part of that being true.
Because
people aren't
going to
learn from this.
Well,
yeah.
Every day I pray, Sasha. Kandike, every day I pray. And I tell nature,
mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. And for whatever part I've played in this, I apologize.
Mm.
And I've learned, just like the child who's been put in his or her room because of how they're acting.
Yep.
While you're in there, you're reflecting. I am not angry at mommy or daddy who put me in the room. I'm saying they put me here because I did something that I need to check out.
Mm-hmm.
This is World War III.
Mm.
We all were wondering where World War III was going to come from. We thought it was going to be between Islam and Christianity, Islam and Judaism. All the religions, all of the people, all of the white against the black and the brown and all that. That's where we thought the World War III was coming. Nature said, no, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what a war is. And I'm going to show you what a war is when you don't even have the proper ammunition to fight.
Well, there's nothing to fight.
There's
nothing that can be done.
Except us.
Mm-hmm. We have to take this time, have several seats, reflect on what we need to do to better ourselves, to better the environment.
And learn to cut
learn
your husband's hair and
trades.
To cook sesame chicken.
There we go. And fried chicken. Thank you very much. It's time. We have to, you know, there's certain things that we got to do as a people. And what have you learned? That's always a good way of looking at things. You got to take the best and leave the rest.
Oh, there we go.
I have found some amazing music. I know
there
that is something that I have. Listen, I have found some of the best music ever. I've been in the house and just listening to music. That's the only thing that keeps me from going completely insane is listening to music. Because even when I go outside, people are like wearing masks. And I know that we've all talked about this. I've said this before. They like wearing masks and gloves and stuff, but they're still stupid. So, like you think that when people put on the mask and, you know, do the thing that would make you better, that they would get some common sense, and it just hasn't kicked in yet. Like, the common sense has not kicked in. So I'm just finding some really amazing music. Trying not to go insane. And being appreciative of the people that are driving the buses and the trains and taking care of the patients. And trying, like, I am trying to do my best to respect the people that whether or not, because, you know, there's people standing and protesting because they want to get a haircut and because they feel like their constitutional rights are being trampled on. And I just care about the people that haven't seen their kids in a month. or that can't go home to their significant others. Like, that's what matters. It doesn't matter if you believe it, if you don't believe it, whether it's true, whether it's not true. There's literally people in hospitals that are looking at people dying. They're watching people come in. By the time they get to their room, they're dead. So regardless of what's causing it and what's going on and what's happening, it's still something that people are significantly affected by what's going on. And if the least we can do is stay home and not go to a bar and not get a haircut or get our wife to give us a haircut, sister, if we can do things like that as opposed to causing a scene and nobody cares. It seems like there's so many people in this country that don't care about something until it hits them directly in their homes. And that's really unfortunate because nobody cares about anybody unless it's affecting them. And that's the saddest thing about this. Like, I know people that have lost people. And it's really sad to know that there's people that just don't care about that at all simply because it hasn't hit them where it hurts. So,
well, you know what's interesting about that story, and I can give a story. Were you going to play a song and I can say it on the other side, or you want to hear the story first?
I'll let me play the song, and then we'll hear the story after. So that, because the story's not going to, like, the story's going to add, like, we're going to continue on after the story, I'm sure, because I know you guys just a little bit. So let me play the song. And wait till you hear the song that I chose. It's funny, the song, wait till you hear it. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. I go for the record, I don't just go for the medals, bro. Niggas used to know that we stronger than the devil, bro. Since I buried Papa in the village with the shovel, bro. Every move is bold, ain't no time for being subtle, bro. In the face of evil, I can find the needle, haystack. Could have freed my people if this weed was legal way back. Hope I find the wheel of misfortune, but I ain't play that. They come round and pat us down, but I ain't say jack. I escaped the trap, I escaped the cubicles, bro. I escaped the job, I got the funerals, bro. And I beat the case, and I beat the chase, wow, wow. Can I keep the pace, can I keep the pace, I don't know. I escaped them trying to bleach a nigga's brain. Could've went to Wall Street instead, I built up my own lane. Rather have a street in my own name, a money with my face on it like I'm Prince Akeem. You not gonna see me flouncing in these days and time. You see, the days of the Oyibo man are numbered like football jerseys. We now know that all of our suffering and smiling has been worth the wait. My nigga, who knew? Who knew that boy from Enugu with the boo-boo on his knee? Back then was acting like a poodle on a leash. One day he had to learn the juju on the street. Staring at that like, is your shooters gonna squeeze? As a little boy slanging chains back in Chinatown, thinking to myself, I'ma build it like a kind of town with my wealth. And I pray that I'm the brightest sound that you ever felt. I'ma take a million flights around till that shit is felt. That's that either way, ayy. That's no piece of cake, ayy. That's that toll online that live inside the tree all day, ayy. That's that he so gay, ayy. That's that she so fake, ayy. That's that insecure, ayy. That's that Issa Rae.
Hey.
You do you, me do me. So long as you don't fuck with me.
I believe it is time for an African people's powered highway. A highway that would connect the diaspora and the motherland. A global highway for African people all over the world to discover themselves to remember that the only thing that unites black people globally, the only thing we all have in common, is that we are from Africa.
Wow, who is that?
That was,
That was Jidenna.
Jidenna?
Jidenna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Which cut was that? Because
yeah.
I got his album.
That was Worth the Wait. And that's why I said it's funny that I picked that song, because we wanted to wait to hear your story. And I felt like when you had said, I think you had said something about Ayibo, right? When you were talking earlier?
Not necessarily. Well, I was talking about health. I was talking about Laila Africa. And
you said something. But you said something that meant, because the Ayibo man is white, is the white man. You had said something that was along the same lines as that when you were talking, and that's what made me think of the song. Because I think that is relevant. And I just want to say this and then for you to go into your story. But I feel like this is – a lot of people are talking about the economy and what's going on, and it's going to be really detrimental to the way that the functionality of the American economy is. It's going to be really, really bad. It's bad now, but it's going to be really bad once things start to go back to what we consider to be normal. But I really do think that black people need to take the opportunity to realize that this has set a lot of people back, but black people have always been able to work under those conditions. So it kind of puts you on it might put some people, you know, not everybody, but it might put some people on a more level playing field, because a lot of people are falling down while the community is where it's always been. So if everybody can see that they can see themselves, like they can see over the hill now, it might give everybody the opportunity to be better once this is over. Or we could just go back to the way we were and not do as well as we could. So people can take the opportunity to see it as an opportunity to be better because the pressure on them is not so great, because there's a lot of people that are in the same boat as they are. Or we can just go back to the way it was and allow everybody else to move forward in the race. And, you know, so we have to make the choice of where we want to be and where we want to go, and either be better or be the same as we were and have all this time and all this loss be in vain. So, okay, that's all I want to say.
And, you know, what you're saying is very interesting, Sasha, because it goes back to, you know, what we say. Why the wise don't lose. They either win or they learn.
Right, right.
And
yep.
The one thing, as horrible as our conditions have been, not just in the United States, but everywhere around the world where Africans have gone outside of Africa, be it Europe, the Caribbean, Central South America, the way in which Africans have been treated, and the way and to study the history of what really happened, historically, it has caused us, those who have been afflicted by it, to become very creative and to be able to make good from bad. Our diet is not the best diet. However, it was gourmet when they gave us the garbage to eat. So we took
exactly
our ingenuity, and we planted, and we were able to create a gourmet that we today call soul food. Now, soul food has its pork, its meat, and everything else. The menu itself is really the refuse. Chitlins is the intestines of the pig. Pig feet. When you look at what we become a gourmet, people travel around the world to go to Sylvia's on 125th Street in New York and other restaurants around the country that are run by African
Americans. Mm-hmm.
So this is time for us to go into our bag and get some soul power.
Exactly.
And to find a way to come
exactly.
up out of this. Nature understands reasons she does not accept excuses. And when I look at what's happening around the country with people who are protesting, daring to call themselves Rosa Parks,
the nerve.
The majority of European American people coming forward saying, we can go out, it's safe, it's all right. You know, what's interesting is that part of that is based on the fact that started coming out when they started talking about how black people are the ones that really have it. It's interesting how in China, the way in which they treat African people in China, and the way Chinese people treat African people in Africa, not to mention how Chinese people in, and I'm not speaking of them absolutely. I'm not speaking absolutely. I'm speaking as a group. Some of the things that I've seen in the hair care stores and in the restaurants, very disrespectful.
The nail salon, oh my God.
Well, and have you ever wondered why they put a mask on for them, but they don't put a mask on you? You think that those germs just stay at a certain level and don't reach you? So the point I'm making is that we have to look in on ourselves, and we have to understand these people are getting brave, thinking, well, I can – it's the reverse of what happened in the beginning when black folk thought that they couldn't get it. Now it's that they don't think they can get it, and they can assemble in groups. But here's the story I wanted to tell you, the story my father told me, your grandfather, in World War II. When they integrated the troops, see, this is why they integrated troops in World War II. See, don't think they did it because they like us. Here's the story. My father was stationed in Okinawa. He was part of the 369th, an all-black group of soldiers in the Army. And he was stationed in Okinawa. They were fighting the Japanese. And what the United States government would do is they would send in the black troops. If the black troops were fired upon, the European troops would not be sent through. In other words, they used black troops to see where the Japanese were. The Japanese got hip to what they were doing. And so the Japanese troops started letting the black troops through. Then the U.S. government would send the white troops through. And
that's
when the Japanese would fire down. Now, take the analogy of the story I just told you of using the innocent to protect the guilty. And by guilty, I mean people who are willing to use the lives of black people because they don't respect them. Now, let's look at nature. Let's look at nature and what nature has done. Nature has woke the dope. To think that a disease that nature has is only for one people or one person, not understanding
it's
human biology. Melanin can protect you and can produce your ribonucleic acid, your RNA, to fight off through your a strong immune system. Can fight off all things. That is true. But melanin can't stop you from getting the disease. Melanin can help you fight it, but the disease is here, and it's around everybody. Nobody can escape it. And so these folk that are out here protesting, they even wrote the dope. In 1919, I forget when it was, they had a big parade after the Spanish flu. In fact, that's one of the reasons why the war ended, was because of the flu. But when they... the United States was under a lot of pressure because of the flu and because of the illness, and so they decided that they were going to have a parade at the end of World War I.
Geniuses.
And they had a parade. 200,000 people died just from that parade alone.
Oh, my God. We haven't learned.
No, we haven't.
a little over 100 years ago. We ain't learned. But some of us have. Some of us have not. Some of us just don't get it. And you're doomed to repeat if you don't learn from the past. And so we just got to get ourselves together, family. This is what we have to do. There is a virus. That's not our enemy. This ain't no war. Our arms are too short to box with nature.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't at war with nature.
Mm-mm.
You are unarmed. This ain't no war.
Mm-mm.
This is a wake-up call. And those that have woke up, stay woke. Find a way that you can survive, as we always have for the past over 400 years, and begin to develop a lifestyle that is conducive to health and nutrition and being able to bring in the type of wealth, whatever it may be, that allows you to take care of yourself and your family. Those that do, will, and those that don't, won't.
Yep. That's crazy. Man.
It's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. Good news and bad news. We are going to get through it. The bad news is there's going to be quite a few that not.
Mm. Yep.
But we will get through this. And the question is, how will we be on the other side?
I think people are going to forget. I think it's going to be like a tattoo. When you forget how painful it is when you're getting it, and then when you go to get another one, you're like, oh, crap.
Oh, yeah.
Or like when women have babies, and they're like, oh, my God, I forgot how painful labor was.
Yes. We pray that we'll pull a few more people through that will be more positive, that will understand, that will take care of themselves and build up what has to be done, that they will begin to ensure that their children are learning science, math, and encourage them to look at these different areas for the future, because their research is not for us. They're not trying to find a cure for us.
Right.
In fact, just like the guy from France said, let's practice this on Africans.
What?
Let's get the cure for Africans. In France, there were politicians that said, let's perfect the vaccine in Africa. Let's use Africans. And the meeting got out. Somebody talked about what happened at the meeting, and it got to the heads of African states. It created quite a situation around the world.
That's what that meme is about. Now I understand.
About using Africa?
Yes, it said something about we're not your experiment or laboratory
exactly.
or something like that.
Exactly.
Now it makes sense. Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Exactly
I have not seen the context. Wow.
But don't be surprised, because they found the cure for syphilis in Tuskegee.
Well, we know that.
It is a book, Bad Blood, where they purposefully gave black men the disease to track them to see what the cure could be. So saying that is not out of the ordinary when it comes to them. And for all the sisters out here,
that's crazy.
I cannot say I've experienced this. I have no idea what it is. But all of the feminine issues that you go to a gynecologist for, and in all of the instruments that they will use during your checkup or whatever it is that you're going through, they practice that on African slaves, women who
That's
were
crazy.
Slaves.
Wow.
Now, even today, you've experienced it. You understand it. You know the pain, the uncomfort that you feel. But imagine when the tools that they're using and the instruments that they're using were not on the level they are today, where they practiced it, the pain that must have gone to sisters. And the enslaver that owned the African, or so-called owned the African, would get paid by the doctor to allow his enslaved woman to be used.
That's crazy.
Like, how can you even use your mouth to form those sentences? Like, that is just, I cannot even imagine. But now to try to make it seem like black people are crazy for feeling the way that they feel. Like, do they not know what was done? Like, I don't understand.
Well, they are mentally disturbed. You have to see them as mentally disturbed. And when you understand that, then you're dealing with them, looking at them as a psychopathic behavior. You know, psychopaths know they're doing something wrong but don't care. Sociopaths do something wrong, and they may not realize that they're doing something wrong. That's just the way their mind thinks. They're criminals, but they have no sense of right and wrong. Psychopaths have a sense of right or wrong, but don't care. And then you have the psychotic, and you have to be right. So that's what we're doing.
So which one are you?
In my life, I'm a combination of them all.
No. I'm talking about, remember you said that during your conference?
Say that again.
No, remember you said that during your conference? For race war.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jared Taylor you're talking about.
Yeah.
You can volunteer and all that information.
The reason why I say that is because we all have it in us.
I believe it.
But the question becomes, will you allow that to overcome your better senses when you need to be a certain person? You know, Martin Luther King believed in peace on earth, peaceful coexistence. He believed that under no circumstances, they asked him in his nonviolent stance, he said, if somebody killed your family, would you want them to be punished and to be killed? And he said, no. Malcolm X said, if somebody must have knocked me off when they heard me tell that story.
Wait, I got knocked off too.
Oh, you did? Okay. Oh, okay, maybe it just fell off then. Okay.
I don't know what happened. That was crazy. That was weird.
That was weird.
But really, the main point I'm saying is that we have all of these personalities in us. That's what the Asarian drama tells us, the ancient Egyptian story. The question is, who are you going to let come forward to express who you are? There are times that you should not be Martin Luther King. And there are times that you shouldn't be Malcolm. But the key in life is to know when to be Malcolm and when to be Martin Luther King. It could be detrimental if you are Martin Luther King when you should be Malcolm. And it could also be detrimental if you're Malcolm and you should be Martin Luther King. That's just the way it is. That's life. You got to know who to be and when to be them.
Wow. But moral of the story, keep on keeping on.
Now, here's the moral of the story, because I'm drinking some ginger tea here. And Sasha, hey, I think I could go into business selling ginger, because I've been getting so much ginger, because when you started giving me them ginger shots, oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, those things. That clears you all the way up through the body, the soul, everything.
I got to talk to you about the machine to get to make those shots. but I'll talk to you about that at a later date. But I definitely got to get me one of those machines that's going to get me put that ginger in there and make them shots. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm good to go. Right now I have ginger tea. But,
I've
man,
been drinking the ginger tea, too, when I can't get the ginger shots from Sasha. She's my supplier.
And you know, That's an improvement, I think, in my life. That's something that I didn't do before. But I will forever be using ginger in my diet now.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good for you. And it feels good after you take it. Like, it burns, you know, but then
you
feel better.
Make you feel a little high. Can make you feel a little high, too. You be saying, wait a minute now. Look at that over there.
But you get used to it the more you take it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It has a phenomenal taste. It has a kick that's really great. And it's also good for you. It settles your stomach. It does enough. But I didn't know about the shots. I knew that you could cook it, slice it up, put it in tea. You could do a number of things with it. But I never was exposed to the idea of just making shots.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
Yeah, no,
that's
smart. Just get it over with. And that's the purest form of it.
That's it. Ooh-wee, that's something else. So, like I say, the wise don't lose. They win or they learn.
There we go.
We do that every day. I've been talking to you guys on mute this whole time. I got to go make some more.
I was wondering where you
were. No, I've been talking, and I'm like, why are they ignoring me like I'm a ghost? And then I'm like, oh, I'm on mute. But I have to make it after because we ran out, because we do that twice a day. Christian's not a fan of the ginger, but we do that twice a day. So like I don't even play around with and we've been doing this since before the corona. Like we've been doing this for years.
Wow.
So like it was the first time I was not warned of the potency of it. I was not pre-warned. However, because the first time was bad. Like, it's bad every single time for me now. I'm not even going to lie. But it's not as bad as it was the first time. The first time, I thought, like, I don't want to say how it felt because I don't want to minimize the actual, like, the feeling. But you literally feel like your body is out of your control. I don't want to minimize the people that actually go through, you know, things like seizures and stuff, because it's not, I'm sure it's not like that. But envisioning it in your head, that's kind of like you feel like your body, you've lost control of your body the first time you take it. But after that, once you get used to it, it's not as bad as the first time. But, Dad, you like ginger, so I'm sure you did not have the same experience that I did, because I thought my life was, I saw my life flash before my eyes the first time.
I just drank straight through.
It was like 2 ounces.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I had never had it in that form before.
So
but
funny.
The kick made my eyes tear, my nose run. Whoa, that was something. Tell me, do you take the skin off the ginger before you do that?
No. Uh-uh.
You put the
because
skin
I don't want to lose any
too?
Of the ginger. Yeah. I don't want to lose any of the ginger juice for you.
Okay.
So the juicer will remove the skin for you.
Okay.
And that is literally one of the most important things, huh?
No, no, you go ahead with what you're saying.
No, I think that's one of the most important things you can do for yourself is taking the ginger shot. That is no joke. And I think that, you know, no matter how bad if you can't control what you're eating, because some people say that they can't control, but if you feel like you can't control what you're eating, you need to try to introduce things into your body that will, like, fight the negativity that you're putting your body through. So if you eat meat and you do certain things and you like McDonald's or, like, I like coffee with creamer in it and has a lot of sugar, I try to add things to my diet that will, you know, kind of calm the negativity until I can dispel the negativity from my body altogether. So it's important that even if you're not doing everything right, at least do some things right so that your body can, you know, get some sort of break. So ginger is one of the easiest things that you can do. All the stores have it. It's very easy to buy a juicer. Like, it's one of the best investments I made. And if you don't want to make it yourself, if you pass a juice bar, go and buy a ginger shot from a juice bar if you can't make it yourself or if you don't know somebody that can make it for you. Mm. When you pass by a juice bar, most juice bars sell ginger shots. Most places where they make smoothies sell ginger shots. So no matter what you do or don't do, you have to try to at least do something.
Yeah.
Better than nothing. What were you going to say, Daddy?
No, I was just following along with what you were saying. It was just to add on to something that you were saying or just to ask the question, but you covered it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. These are just examples, very straightforward, simple examples in this kind of conversation to talk to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Practical things, people who are us. People who live the lives that we live and what we can do, because there's a whole bunch of highfalutin ideas out here, but what's practical for us right now? What can we do as of right now? And even if you don't have the machine, and even if you can't go right now to a smoothie or to a place that has juicing, the one thing you can do is next time you're out in the store, get some ginger.
Right.
Slice it up and put it in water and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the things that really helps your immune system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okra. Okra is another that helps the mucus system, because all of this with the pneumonia and with the mucus in the lungs and the fluids that we have in our body, okra supplies us with a very positive liquid it's slimy, just like mucus. But it's a good mucus. You can start putting okra in your soup or maybe in your vegetables. These are real things that we can do as a family when we have practical things that we can do as of right now. These highfalutin things down the road, that's good. When the stores open up and we can start doing certain things, that's great. But right now, we got real things we got to deal with, and we have to build up our immune system.
That's the most important, and I've been saying that since before this thing was even declared a pandemic. I've been saying that. The first time I went into Duane Reade by my job, and I saw that the entire shelf of hand sanitizer was out. That's the first thing that I was saying, like, why are we so concerned about Lysol and hand sanitizer and not concerned about what's going into our bodies? We buy Lysol hand sanitizer and then go out and get McDonald's. It doesn't make sense to me.
That's right.
It makes
That's
no
crazy.
Sense to me.
That's right.
Like, I don't get it. And
and
if you like McDonald's every once in a while, well, of course not. And, you know, if you like McDonald's every once in a while, if you like something, I don't believe in eliminating things completely unless you really want to. But if there's things that you enjoy, I believe that you should have the right to have it. But you still need to take measures to make sure that you're okay. Because if you don't, like it's crazy. You're so concerned about the man-made chemicals that you think are going to kill viruses when you can have something that's strong enough to block the viruses from getting to
Did
where
something
they
happen here?
Are going anyway. Huh?
You still there?
I can't. Me? I'm still here. Are we not?
Hello?
Can we not hear each other?
Daddy?
Oh. All right. Okay, Daddy just dropped. Can you hear me, Candle?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, he's back. Hold on.
Hey, we're back.
Yeah, so this is a very strange night. I'm thinking it's getting a little too hot with the information, so maybe we should call it a night. Maybe we should. Because the calls keep dropping every time we talk about things that are important to bettering ourselves. So
it's all
I
good.
I don't know what to say.
It's all good.
I don't know
we're
what to
about
say,
on our
just,
hour right now.
Oh man! All right, so you know. This is a really great conversation, minus the dropping of the call, which is very fascinating that that's occurring.
It happens.
I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know what's going on in the world. But, and you know what's funny is that I can hear you say, "Oh, what happened?" And I can hear you, and it took like a minute before your call actually dropped, which is crazy. Mm. It's crazy, and then you came back. So I don't know. Does anybody else want to add anything? All I will say is that you got to think about what's going on the inside, as opposed to always thinking about what's going on the outside. Does anybody else have any last words?
Yes, and also when you're talking about the inside, also your thoughts, what you're thinking.
Mm. That
your
is
fears.
A very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a holistic thing that we're experiencing. To have to try to get those positive thoughts in. I'm not saying ridiculous things, like things that are not true. I'm just saying, stay with the positive energy, positive vibration.
Mm-hmm.
The foods that we're eating, keep it positive. You know, just stay so you can move through this process, because all viruses, all illnesses always go to the weakest part of whatever it is that they're going for. If your mind is weak, they'll mess with your head. If your body's weak, they'll mess with your body. If your spirit is weak, they'll mess with your spirit. So you got to keep strong in all those areas, in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds. Keep it positive. You know, ma'at. They say to think ma'at, to speak ma'at, and to do ma'at. And to know that this is going to end. We are going to get over this. The question is, who will we be on the other side? And again, I send my love, regard, and respect to all those who have been touched by this virus, this experience, I should say. Those that may have gone on, to the ancestors, and those who still remain, to the families that are experiencing it. You know, I send my regards and my love and my honor, because it's something. It's something to go through this. And so, and again, I'm just so grateful for you, Sasha, and Kanda K, and Heru is doing his thing, but I'm just so grateful that peace of mind and health is with us. And I pray that it continues for you and for yours and all that we're going to do, because we have work we have to do. It is obvious now. We have work to do.
Mm.
And also, I'm doing a webinar on my book, Spirituality Before Religion, this Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. And we're going to get into the book, and we're going to talk about it and explain it. And we're going to do, we have a number of webinars we're going to do, but this is the first one, this Sunday the 26th. And we're going
to
talk about
good to me.
The chapter on libation and the chapter on the main points. And that's interesting, Sasha, because you were the one that told me not to include those main points.
Oh.
And if you remember, I took those out of the book on your recommendation.
I remember.
Now we're doing a program on the main points. So,
and it's good that they have their own section.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you told me. And what I did is I created their own section. And I'm starting off the webinar series with the libation that was in the beginning and the main points to outline where we're headed for the next couple of webinars. So my family.
Everything happens for a reason.
Nothing is. Everything in divine order. So my daughters, I love you
dearly.
I love your family.
Aww.
Send them my regards.
We all love you too.
See you on
and
the other side.
And the song that I'm choosing is the perfect song for what you just said. Every time you say something, it's like, hey, how did you know that that was going to go so well with the song? So,
oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, wait till you hear it. I don't know if you heard this, but I'm sticking to the topic of Jadena just because of his authenticity when it comes to topics such as the ones that we always discuss. So I'm sticking to it.
All right, there we go.
Have a great evening. We'll talk soon.
See ya.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you. who you with, who you crew, who you clear, who you fan, who you sick, who you gang, who you real. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all, that my tribe, that my crew, that my clique, that my fan, that my sick, that my gang, that my rep. Fuck 'em all, that my tribe, yeah, yeah, that my tribe, yeah. One of the crew, ain't got nothing to do, ain't got nothing to do. Feel like super glue, feel like one of the crew. And I'm running with you, we got money to move. Put your pride in a trash bin, too much ego in the captions. Don't get swept up like a Tesla, you ain't really need the gassing. Hate to see my niggas clashing, hate the plot, love the casting. Try and catch a nigga lacking, bet the tribe will outlast them. Every nigga got an accent, and a funky way of dancing. And we give the world our passion, and they still afraid of black skin. Niggas try and split a fraction, small money for the trapping. Stadiums full of vibranium in the land of the black skin. And it's time that we cashing, feel the hunger like I'm fasting. Less thinking, more action. I'm so motherfucking tapping. Black star line of captain. Babylonian assassin. Fake woke niggas napping. Tuck them in like a napkin. That my tribe. That my crew. That my clique. That my fam. That my sis. That my gang. That my rip. Fuck 'em all. Fuck 'em all. That my tribe. Yeah. Yeah. That my tribe. Yeah. Travel wide, travel wide. That should be my battle cry. That should be my alibi now. Yeah. Travel wide, travel wide. I and I, by and by, that my tie. They tryna conquer all the ties. We laugh and multiply the vibe. Let them tie, let them tie, let them tie. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all, that my tie. Yeah. Hey, that my job, yeah. Hey, that my job, yeah. Hey, that my job, yeah. Hey.